Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kicks. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Richie Sambora to my John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Nick Capper.
I love Richie.
Yeah.
He's always shredding.
He's known for the shred.
And no one really knows Richie Sambora that good unless you kind of wanted to take the piss out of him. No one's going, fuck, Richie Sambora.
Yeah.
God, I love him.
Well,
everyone's going, oh, what a joke.
We probably dated ourselves a little bit here because Prue Blake, our guest today.
Hello.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
I know John Bon Jovi. To the extent of Living on a Prayer. But could I name another song?
Surely you can.
Not a chance.
Oh, really? What about?
Is that a song? If that was one, I'd be really lucky.
Not a chance.
It sounds like something you'd sing, right?
It's my chance and I'll chance forever. That's pretty good.
Okay, well, I guess I can name two songs.
John Bon Jovi, so good. We don't know Always.
No.
Always.
Better Roses.
When was he big?
Late 80s, early 90s, but then he came back with that It's My Life song, and then he released his last album was called 2020 because it's a year everyone wants to revisit forever.
That's what we wanted to see, all lockdown. I was like, when is John Bon Jovi coming back?
But Richie Sambora was just his guitarist that was more known for dating Heather Locklear in the late 80s and early 90s. You know, like the guitarists of like popular rock bands were more known for who they were hooking up with than their actual abilities.
It's crazy because those kind of bands, they were full of hot boys, you know, like.
Oh, give us your top five hot boys.
Yeah, you know, they had a lot of hot boys. Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi, very easy on the eye.
Feathery
Santana?
Hair.
Santana, well, each to their own crew.
You don't learn how to play guitar then, if you're a hot boy.
It's a hot one. He's a hot one.
I think you're mixing him and Rob Thomas up,
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So Carlos Santana, not in your top five rock hot boys?
I don't know. I can't remember what he looked like when he was younger, but you know the 80s and 90s because you had Def Leppard and Van Halen, all those guys, pretty hot boys.
Yeah.
Pretty, and they all could play guitar good and sing good.
Was Eddie ever that hot? I think David Lee Roth was the...
David Lee Roth was hot.
A hot Jew, mind you. I was always a fan because he was, you know, there wasn't many hot Jews in the public eye.
Good.
David Lee Roth had that.
Did he hide his yarmulke underneath his big mullet or some shit like that?
Yeah, but so you're implying it was a wig then?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You think any hair under a yarmulke is a wig?
Yes. I thought all Jews wore wigs.
That's why.
Well, I mean, the one of the huge advantages of the yarmulke is if you do start to go bald back there, you could just cover it up for religious reasons.
Perfectly sized for that, right? And positioned.
Yeah. They really worked it out.
You feel insecure? We've got something for you.
Put it on. Put it back there. No more hot boys. You got. I'm fascinated by this because this really speaks to your youth and who, you know, you were... You probably had posters on your wall.
Yeah. Well, John Bon Jovi, I think he was in Ally McBeal because he just looked good.
Yeah.
Really? I think he was in because they're just like, oh, well, we need a hot man. Let's get John Bon Jovi.
He was an actor.
Was he in Charlie's Angels or something?
He might have turned up in that. Yeah.
Oh, have you watched the latest Charlie's Angels movie?
No, but I'll watch
it. Oh, it rules so hard. Oh, it's trying to be woke.
I love
that. So good. Okay. It's the best.
So it should be Charlize's Angels or something. You know, a man shouldn't have three women he orders around.
Beck and call. It
should be a woman just dominating men, you know?
Yeah. So Charlie's Angels should be three men.
Yeah.
Three men.
Three Bill Murrays. But then you had other ones like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They were in Point Break. They're all hot boys.
Anthony Kiedis.
All hot
Flea,
red boys.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, that's it. Flea was hot. But then things started to go a bit crazy. Then boy band... You know, not boy bands, but boy rock bands started to get a bit ugly, you know, like Nirvana, pretty ugly boys.
But even the pretty boy bands, they didn't really have like people playing instruments, right?
No.
you're all singers.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
I don't even think. Who are the current ones? BTS? None of them have like a guitar in hand.
No, they're all just having a dance.
Because you kind of had Backstreet Boys after that. They didn't write any of their own songs or whatever.
And they weren't playing instruments.
Yeah, exactly. But John Bon Jovi, that was a mix between Nirvana and Backstreet Boys.
Wow, that was the moment.
The perfect crossover.
Yeah. You know, that's when all the hot boys, they were getting ripped, they were going to the gym, you know. All my bands I'm into, they're all ugly.
I do feel like, you know, guitarists aren't getting laid like they used to.
Yeah.
I mean, but then you get your pretty boy guitarist. You got your John Mayer, you know, he's a pretty boy.
He's practically cancelled, huh?
Is he?
Oh, did he? What happened to him?
I think he messed around Taylor Swift. That's a big fan base to piss off.
God damn.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess around with Taylor Swift.
No. But he takes revenge.
This is great. We're covering so much here. But I didn't know that was cancelable because then hasn't she hooked up with tons of dudes that have like since wronged her?
Yeah, so. When do you hear about them? Name them. You can't. They're gone from the cultural zeitgeist.
True. All the T-Swift heads out there are just shouting, you know, fucking Jake Gyllenhaal did her wrong.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, really? Was Jakey with her?
Jake got cancelled.
Jake Gyllenhaal and kind of John Mayer look a bit the same, don't they? It's kind of like
a brand.
She's got a type, doesn't she? Yeah.
Good lips. Yeah.
But I think Jake Gyllenhaal is
the
one
lips.
Of
the fuck? The lips.
Great lips.
Good lips. Yeah, good lips. Oh, now we're seeing into my
I'm a Gyllenhaalic from way back.
You were waiting for pretty boy actors to come up. Be like, let me list them.
I could rattle off my top five hot boy actors.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal is number one actor that men find really hot.
Right.
I'd say so. Anyway.
I feel like women maybe.
He's fine. Okay.
There's no Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet? Yeah. Does it rhyme?
Timothée? I think it should.
Timothée Chalamet, he's a new type of hot boy, hey? Skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny hot boy.
Almost.
Small.
It doesn't really do it for me.
No.
But he is like the hot boy of the moment.
Well, because I think androgynous is celebrated now.
Yeah.
You
know? He's a little bit prepubescent for me.
Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of masculine traits going on there.
I don't know. I guess up until now, you know, I guess the whole thing was that women want a strong man to look after them, you know. But now there's more... You know, there's more power to women and stuff. So they're like, hey, I just want a skinny little fuck boy.
Oh, okay. Well, that is actually exactly what I have.
Yeah.
I guess maybe there's something to that. Somebody does my washing for me. Does all the grocery shopping.
Skinny little fuck boys on trend, you reckon?
Yeah. You know, because before they kind of wanted a muscle man. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, look after me.
But I think that went too far, you know, when the muscles were all aesthetic.
Yes.
It's not as good.
Yeah.
But I think the masculine ideals now are like your Momoas and your Hemsworths. You know, people still love a big buff
rig. I don't know if women like Hemsworth or Momoa.
You're fucking kidding yourself. I think women are lying to themselves that they like these skinny little androgynous fuckboys, but they really want to be protected by a Momoa.
I really want a Momoa.
Yeah.
I mean, if he turned up at my door, I might have to put my morals to the test.
And I guess Ezra Miller fits into the skinny little, you know, non-binary.
Oh yeah, but he's cancelled too.
He's cancelled. Well, what's crazy to me is that he's like out there doing crazy. Heinous shit, like kidnapping children and like fucking.
Who is Ezra Miller?
He's the Flash. Well, he's meant to be the Flash, but I think the whole movie's fucked because he's like gone insane. Because
he's flashing.
Yeah.
He's flashing outside the Flash.
Dude, he's doing worse than that.
He's like kidnapped a 14-year-old or something, and they're like they've gone missing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like holed up in the woods somewhere. Here's the thing,
it's
though.
Wild.
You're kidding me.
We fucked up because when you talk about him, you're meant to use they. Them,
oh,
you
know, yeah,
but then
same.
Like he's doing the most fucked up shit. I feel like he's lost the privilege for us to worry about how
his
he likes to be
pronouns.
Addressed.
Yeah.
Nah, Mike, I still respect it. I still respect
it's
their
still
pronouns.
Important.
Them have kidnapped a bunch of children and are holed up in the woods.
Yeah.
I think you're just giving this. You're just using this as an excuse for your bigotry, Mike. And to be honest, I feel uncomfortable. Do you feel uncomfortable, Prue?
Sorry.
I think I also made a mistake though. But you need to move on.
Yeah, me too.
I think this shows the whole, you know, spectrum of Mike G because I went from Gyllenhaal has nice lips to you know, screw this guy's pronouns.
Are you trying to say you're a complex personality, yeah. Mike? Yeah. There's a lot to him.
I refer to myself as the third person.
I don't want to know if, like, a gay person kidnaps somebody. Mike could be like, this fucking...
straight now.
Let's get as far away from that as we possibly can. I'm not using any slurs whatsoever. We had a killer episode that was released late. Sorry for the delay, but it was an absolute cracker with, I think, 5-time guest now, Ben Russell.
Ben Russell, yes.
Yeah,
he's a little bitch.
Yeah, he's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He is. He's such a little bitch.
They are a little bitch. Yeah.
Ben Russell.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
Here he is. He's trying to clear his tracks.
Ben was on, and we'll do his heck first. Oh,
we should say the premise of the podcast first.
Yes, which I don't even think we did on the last one. But if you're still listening you know, at this point, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
But if there is any first-time listeners, we all swap phones, and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. Prue, if any of those things either you don't have or you feel like is a minefield in your phone, we could just skip it and go through something else altogether. And then at the end of the episode, we've been a little loose with it lately, but we'll float some hacks. Do it if you want. Fucking don't feel peer pressured. But most people, you know, that are cool usually do.
I feel like there's a lot of overcorrecting going on here.
And Ben's hack was he put a post up on Instagram, which I believe is still there. So he stood by it and just let it fucking sit. Let me bring...
No edit? This was a phone hack.
Yeah.
No edit.
No edit. He just left it up there.
That's a real warrior. Yeah, that's a good move.
It probably wasn't that bad. A bit more embarrassing, I guess.
Okay.
But he was more reeling at the fact... You know when you put a post up now?
Yeah.
We can all say we don't, but we fucking check it all the time.
Like, I've got all of my notifications turned off.
Oh, that's good.
But that's the notification where it comes up on your lock screen.
Yeah, that's not happening. But I am going in and tapping every so often.
Yeah, me too.
What's happening?
Yeah.
See, that's a going in. And even people who say they delete whatever app, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, will then go through Safari.
Oh, I just went through, I did that for a while. I just went through Google Chrome.
Yeah. So you're removing like just a quicker step to get to the dopamine.
Yeah, I'm putting a little barrier in. And that makes me feel good about myself for some reason.
But Ben was constantly refreshing towards the end of the episode just because...
He was getting nothing.
And because it was earnest. So he just put up, it looks like he screenshotted a passage from a book. And it says, how to stop time, kiss. How to travel in time, read. How to escape time, music. How to feel time, write. How to release time, breathe.
Do you know what? I saw that in the wild, and there's no way I would have liked it.
Really?
Yeah, I would have scrolled back.
Great.
But was there any, like, you went, oh, that's a bit weird from Ben. Was there even any of that? Or it's just like scrolling, whatever.
I think I would have been like, I don't really get the joke.
Yeah.
You were looking for the joke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, because the caption was just hashtag time. And then people commented, this is powerful. And then someone said, this is either Goldstein or depression.
I hated how that people referred to me as depression now.
You're walking depression.
I didn't realize you were doing that to your face. Yeah.
You are the human embodiment of sadness.
Yeah.
that's the meanest thing I've ever said.
Welcome to the Phone Hacks podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and depression.
Yeah. It's mean when you arrive somewhere, we're like, oh, depression's here.
People used to call it the black dog. Now it's just the capper. Yeah.
They put out the next show on the marquee.
Yeah.
Depression.
Yeah. Ben commented to that. It could be both. And then someone said, this is very wise. Then people calling it out as a hack. How to waste time? Instagram. So that's, whatever. Yeah. Someone trying to get out.
Someone trying to be cool.
So fire emojis. This should be on TikTok. But then I didn't even realize this happened, that Ben Lomas shared the post.
Ben Lomas shared it. And he wrote the heading, I like this. What a dumb
not
fuck.
Not clued in at all. Ben Lomas has the worst social media of all time. Have you ever had him on?
He does.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
He didn't pick up that it was bullshit. And yeah. then he...
And he just thought, this is powerful.
Yeah.
I like this. Yeah. I think that's what he wrote. I like this. It spoke to him. He's kissing. He's loving music.
Oh, you know, my God.
That's so good. And, you know, I wrote in the post, like, what a dumb moron.
Yeah.
And then he wrote, I stand by it. So yeah. big
He's
ups to him.
He's going to structure his next comedy show around it as yeah. a theory.
Hashtag time.
Ben Lomas in time.
Yeah, yeah. I love time.
Dude, so he's left it up and, you know, that's got plenty of traction.
Yeah.
You know, 17 comments.
How do you feel about phone hacks call out culture? Like when people are like, this is a phone hack. Is the goal to get something that nobody
we prefer
undetected?
Yeah. Like I yeah. like it when they're a little clever about it, like this came from an Oppo or something, which is Camper's yeah. old shitty phone he used to use. But when someone straight up goes phone hacks, it's like they think they've won the game or something. They're like, I'm smarter than this. And if it's a friend, like recently Emma Zammit said this has to be phone hacks on Nick Carr's running for office post. And I just messaged her and I was like, just let it do its damage, you know, like get some responses.
Don't get in people's head about it.
Yeah. But I also think enough people don't know the pod that they might be like, I don't know what the phone hacks. They're suggesting a friend did this. It's not Capper and Mike or... you know, depression and Mike. but it's, yeah, it still happens, especially if it's a pretty blatant one. But like, well, we got to start branching out from comedians because if it's comics putting weird shit up, everyone always.
Thinks
it's
us. Yeah. For a while, it was Goxie kept calling him out.
Yeah.
And then we found out that he was actually doing it. He actually thought they were real posts and he was just trying to insult
trying to
a
it
person.
Like a bit.
Yeah, going like, hey, phone hacks. And we're like, man, that was actually
like,
us.
Your personality is cooked.
Yeah.
But the worst thing is, and we've talked about this before, is when someone has an actual like cry for help post and then someone's like, phone hacks.
Yeah,
and it's like, fuck off. Oh. Like, don't rope us into this shit. Okay.
Well, I don't know if you've ever done this as a phone hack, but this is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Doing just a generic call out post like, hey, pretty lonely free day tomorrow. Anyone free to get coffee with me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's absolute psycho behavior. Like, who's going to reply to that? Not someone you want to hang out with.
I think when Boss Baby 2 came out, we had Bart on and we made him do a post saying, hey guys, I'm going to go see Boss Baby 2. If anyone's free, hit me up.
But it's awkward too because then if someone does reach out, you have to then reject them.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, fuck, what?
Not you.
And to them, they would be like, oh, did he just make that up? If you reject them and go, oh, this was a joke. And they're like, is he just saying that because he doesn't want to see Boss Baby 2?
I've reached out. But he's going to be off seeing Boss Baby 2 with Mike G and Nick Capper.
Yeah.
I do find it weird, I guess, that we, you know, when you're a comic, you have more social, more followers than your average person, I guess. But like people would just go, hey, looking to borrow a car.
Yeah.
At this point or whatever. Or
someone take me to the airport at 6 a.m. this morning? No. Yeah.
Just get a Sky bus.
Yeah. I mean, I think wanting to hang out is fucking brutal. Yeah. It's sad. But like the ones where they're looking to get something out of someone, that's nuts to me as well.
Yeah.
But I think that's more desperate, obviously. The will someone please hang out with me?
I really need the social interaction.
Yeah. But I guess if you have a narrow enough, I don't know, bubble on social media, then you think, oh, my actual friends are hearing this. Whereas if we put something out, it goes out to all the random, you know.
It's also, I think, when you're in comedy, you have a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I feel like these people are my friends because I see them every week.
I mean,
but I would not go see Boss Baby with them. Yeah.
I think I have hundreds of bearded dudes holding microphones I've never met before. That are my, you know, quote friends.
Yeah.
Oh, so many on Facebook for some reason I had a flood of British people.
Me too.
Just adding me.
I stopped.
Yeah. I was just like, what the fuck? I don't know you.
Man, it's weird to send a friend request on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what?
And they're always playing some shit gig like the fucking.
It is pathetic too that my brain is like, maybe it's my big break into the US, like Gavin McGrath friending me.
Yeah, he scouted you.
He's scouted me. He's seen the potential.
this British lady added me once, and she put these videos up. I think we discussed it in the Gareth War apps. Just a full blackface character. Just totally amazing. It was not in my feed or anything until this came up. People comment. I was like, now I'm in. I want to watch the decline everything. Of this woman.
And my hack was I tweeted, can someone teach me how to TikTok? Yeah, which sucked. And it got 3 comments after an hour. Usually we say leave it up for an hour and then pull it, whatever. 3 comments after an hour. There's a comedian from Tasmania who's been around forever who used it as a way to shit on TikTok. He said, you're going to need one of the following, a car to record conspiracy theories or gratitude monologues from, time to rehearse dance routines, an overrated sense of your own importance / attractiveness, to be at least 20 years younger than you are.
Isn't there a character limit on Twitter? What's
Yeah, well, he got all this in. So to be at least 20 years younger than you are, which, okay, you didn't have to fucking bring that up, or cleavage. So, yeah, he's basically...
This is maybe a bit he's doing.
He was ready to fucking tee off. He's like, Mike G, finally, someone on my side.
I've always thought cleavage was Mike G's strong suit. Yeah.
I got good pecs. Yeah. But he really obviously speaks volumes to him trying TikTok, not getting the traction or whatever he thought he would. And then he's obviously his algorithm is cleavage, people 20 years younger than him, dancer. You know what I mean? He's revealed a lot.
I had that with Brett Blake. He was bitching about TikTok. And he's like, it's always just these women. And it's like a machine gun noise. And then they keep pulling at their shirt. And then they reveal their boobs. Yeah. And I was like, I've not seen that once, Brett Blake. This is just your algorithm is showing you motorbikes and hot babes.
I was like, I'll be looking at stuff in a moment. And then one of them will come up. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm just in a loop of those.
And you know the exact trend.
And I'm just like, I'm just looking at those.
This is great.
I got called by my partner the other day. I was like, fuck, this is so demoralizing.
When you get
caught, it's horrible.
Oh, man.
Because you just think that she just thinks I'm looking up boring shit. Yeah. But there's no way. She knows.
It's such a monkey brain response.
Oh, yes. It is.
We're like, I don't even know if I really like this. But I can't stop.
Yeah, and then it's 3 hours later and you've seen
just
a billion
tits. Just waiting for someone to subvert the genre.
And then another guy, random, said, used it to tee off on TikTok as well. He said, step one, be a narcissist. Step two, upload to the world. Which that's all social media. There's narcissistic elements to posting anything.
And all comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's guaranteed. Yeah.
This, what we're doing right now, we're all narcissists.
Yeah. Just thinking anything on my phone is of importance.
Everyone must hear our conversations.
Yeah. I'm funny enough. My conversations, they're funny enough. Yeah. Put it out there.
Listen in, folks. Learn something.
I had to do a hack.
Oh, no. There's one more comment.
One more.
Yeah. I think because she's big on TikTok, she's a great comedian. Mel Buttle just said yes, as in she will teach me the ways of TikTok. But she does a character.
I love to see you doing some characters.
Yeah, even though I am gonna try. I don't know if you saw my post today. I'm gonna bring my Borat characters to the stage. Maybe I have various Borat character impressions that I think,
that's good.
I wrote one today that I was pretty proud of, and I don't even want to look up if it's been done before.
Yeah,
but I've tweeted it and shit. It just goes, my husband, and that's gay Borat. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's gonna work. All right. Is that the impression though?
That's the whole thing. I gotta sell it more.
Give it a bit more.
My husband. It was pretty good.
When were the gay marriage laws brought in?
What was that? 2015, 14 or something like that?
2015 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you could go Borat pre 2015. My boyfriend.
Post.
Yeah.
husband.
My husband.
Straddles a weird line between being topical and not at all topical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then everyone's gone.
This was, was 7 or 8 years ago.
You could go, my gay Borat in Russia, he's like, my secret.
My secret.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My closet.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take him around the world. Like a Carmen San Diego Borat crossover.
Yeah, and see, that's a comment on Putin, the way he's...
Oh, make them guess what geographical area.
Yeah,
I think that's fine.
Exactly.
You need more interaction.
Yeah, see, we're workshopping here, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah. My covered-up wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
What's Borat in one of those countries where they have heaps of wives?
Well, that's one of the other characters. My wives. And that's my wives. More Mormon Borat.
Oh, see, great minds think alike, man.
So just in the US.
Yeah. My wives, Salt Lake City. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And then I had the other one was I didn't kill my wife, and that's OJ as Borat.
Oh.
That's a fresh take.
See?
I think there's been long enough.
Dude,
there's been long enough.
It's been long enough.
There's been long enough. Yeah. We can joke about OJ.
I think OJ was fair game for a while.
Look, I got a big gig tonight. Maybe I'll roll it out and I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah, I think that's going to crush.
And then Capra, your hack was the text message?
Yeah, I had to text a... I've been on a few productions with this sound guy, Keith, really nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had his number in my phone. I guess because, I don't know, he's the sound guy. I think I got a ride with him once somewhere. Anyway, I said, I'd rather spend time with a rough around the edges sinner than a well-polished hypocrite. And I texted that to him. No reply back. I think it somehow sounds kind of cunty.
Oh, yeah, it's a threat.
Yeah. It's a threat, yeah.
It's like, well, it's basically saying that they're a bad person, you know? Yeah.
Either way, whether they're the rough around the edges or the polished saint.
The worst thing is I see this guy probably once every 2 years. Every time I get an ad or whatever, I see this guy.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be weird.
Yeah.
But it's only going to be awkward if he has to message you again.
Yeah.
Also... If I've got to see him and go, hey, man, I do this podcast and text things, did you get this text?
Are you going to tell them straight away?
I don't know. I just let it sit forever.
Just let it sit forever.
Well, because he probably saw it when it probably wasn't for me and then just moved on with its day. You know what
I mean? I wonder if they're in a meeting. They're like, okay, who should we cast for this $50,000 ad? He just gets his, and they got me on a big poster. He's like, oh, I don't like Nick Cabot.
Just a big texter X through a vest. Not this guy.
Maybe it's not a threat. Maybe it's just like this, because I think I saw someone else posted or I saw it as a, one of those boomer memes or whatever. But I think it's just like a statement, like you're saying, this is, not necessarily he's the sinner or the hypocrite.
If anything, just more of like a conversation starter,
I thought he'd be like, hell yeah.
I should open with that.
Yeah.
Bit of a Tinder opener.
Yeah.
Well, all right, no traction on that one, but yes, pretty good hacks. And like it's the old school format again,
where
we're doing hacks. And because for a while there, either, Capper was AWOL or I was AWOL, and we had random co-hosts,
random
people who weren't doing X, multiple, they've been on multiple times and had enough. So
none of them good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None of them good than the classics.
No chemistry.
No chemistry.
Well, Drew, you're great so far. You're in a real purple patch for the pod. We're hitting our stride.
One of
again.
You go missing. If I take one of you out.
Prue was just thinking this the whole way here. I hope one of them goes missing. I've always wanted to host
There's
my
all
favorite
these
podcast.
Sad posts, really sad to announce. Mike G's missing. I'm like, my time to shine.
All right, so let's go through the phones. We'll spin the wheel each time to see what we're going through. We'll pass our phones to the right this week. So, Prue, you'll get mine after I spin the wheel, and then eventually I'll spin the wheel again. Capra will go through your phone, and I'll go through his. So, going through in my phone this week.
The wheel of death.
Prue, you are looking at notes.
Ooh.
All All right. So this could be interesting because it's been a while since.
That is probably the deepest part of the psyche.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The notes app.
Well, like, really, they're just like.
Bad premises for jokes.
Bad premises, yeah. Like, like gay Borat and stuff.
Yeah.
Which might be in there, actually. I don't know. Yeah, right. So just land on whatever, and then hopefully I can remember why the hell I put it into the notes in the phone.
I don't know if you accidentally gave me Kappa's phone, but this just says, everything will be A-OK.
Really?
Everything will be A-OK.
Like a personal mantra?
Yeah.
I know what that is, actually. That's, you know, me saying I'm American on stage, asking if there's any Americans in, blah, 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 doing whatever jokes I have around that. And then going, no, I think everything's fine in America. Everything will be A-OK. Oh, no, I screwed that up. Everything will be O-AK.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was picking that it was going to be like, what? Why not everything will be okay? Like some sort of
yeah, it's just
hacky
as lame.
Alphabet take.
It's just as lame, A-OK to O-AK. Yeah. But again, it takes an act out in like, O-AK, and I can't sell it. And it's kind of gotten...
Why don't you just do like a my little friend?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to make that joke
just
work.
Huge? Oh, God. I can't. Yeah, I can't.
See, it's going to work, isn't
I
it?
Can't even bring myself to do my husband.
You know? Somehow pull a Panama hat out of your pocket. Put it on, like down with his
yeah.
End with that and just see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything will be A-OK. Oh, no, everything will be O-AK. I can't act and I think it's not that strong. So
yeah.
I put it in and I tried it twice and it got like titters, I'd say.
Yeah. Maybe that would be a decent tweet.
Yeah.
I think you just got to commit more, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, do you have an acting background?
No.
Okay.
Maybe you could, you know, the mask where he's got like the balloon, the balloon Tommy gun. You can make the balloon Tommy gun.
Whoa, wait, so you want me to have a prop, an actual prop?
Yeah. Nerf. So maybe a Nerf gun?
So I say, oh, AK, and then pull a balloon AK-47 out.
You could get like a replica AK. Don't know if that would go down.
I think that's going to be too close.
Yeah, I mean, I could be the first guy to bring a gun to a comedy club.
Like, I went out to the farm and I was shooting some guns out in the farm.
Yeah,
bit of fun.
Yeah,
they are
Ezra
fun.
Miller and I.
They are fun.
Yeah, we were shooting clay targets.
Oh yeah.
And I remember I was sitting in a comedy club once. And I had a bullet in my pocket. Like I pulled the bullet out. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, dude. Were you mid-set?
No. I was...
That would be stressful. Yeah.
Whoever doesn't laugh, one of these is coming to you.
Just put it on the stool.
You just write heckler on it?
Yeah.
but it was pretty funny. I realized I had a bullet in my pocket. When I was sitting, I was like, fuck, this is crazy.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah.
The story went in a much more gentle direction than I was anticipating.
Yeah.
You're like, I was shooting these clay pigeons, and then I was in a comedy club.
Yeah.
You're like, God, I wish I could shoot something.
It's fun. It's really fun. Yeah, I miss it. My parents have moved off the farm now.
Obviously can't do it.
It's just, I gave up shooting animals.
What was that with the 22? That was with like a little rifle or something when you're shooting clay pigeons. Yeah.
Clay pigeons you shoot with a shotgun.
What?
Which is so good.
What? We're talking double barrel.
Yeah, we're talking double barrel.
Fuck up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's so crazy because I'm so against guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once you've got that shotgun in your hands,
power.
And, sense of power.
And my dad's got this special edition shotgun.
Yeah.
That's like, it's got a customized longer barrel. And he bought it in like the 70s. And it all clicks together so beautifully. Like when you hear the click, when you pump it and you pull the trigger and then you click it again, the way the bullet flies out, it's better than sex.
Right.
It's better than sex.
I always thought the saying pull part would be the best bit about shooting.
Yeah.
Pull. Oh, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, that is one of the best parts as well. It's all, and when
it's
you shoot.
It's all authority.
Yeah.
And when you shoot the pigeon and it explodes and you get it, it's so great.
So when you hear the noise on TikTok, not only are you about to see tits, but you're thinking about your youth.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it really appeals to you. I get that.
If the gun clicks weren't there, I wouldn't come straight away. I need to see like four videos.
So that, yeah, I don't think that'll get another run, but yeah, it's just sitting in the notes. Anything else?
This is a good one because it really brings in the beginning of the conversation.
Uh-huh.
You've written 30 years ago, there was like 15, maybe 20 hot people.
Yeah.
Dash athletes and movie stars. You've been thinking about this a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think with social media and TikTok, whatever, Instagram, we're inundated with hot people. Whereas, you know, in the 80s, 90s, there was only 20 or 30 that people knew about. Do you know what I mean?
But they all got together and started having children. I think that's the problem.
Hot people have weird kids most of the time.
Do you think?
Yeah. Turbo hots have weird kids. It's a known thing.
I know what you're talking about, Mike, because I remember I used to try and go for the cult ones, you know, not the A grade hottie.
Oh, you're like a Juliette Lewis man.
Maybe. Oh, I didn't mind Juliette Lewis. Yeah, I was, you know, who's my favorite? Salma Hayek.
Well, that's not
cold.
Yeah, that's mainstream. Wait, as fuck.
Did you say she's mainstream? Yeah. No way. She never got an A. She lead role.
She's that's crazy. Mainstream.
She never got a lead
role. Did you
just
grow up like, somewhere racist?
I did.
Yeah. That's why you're like, this is a cult pick.
Yeah, that checks out. Well,
that was a cult pick, you know.
Look at me going against the grain.
I thought I was. You know? All right. Sorry, guys.
No, I'd say like, you know, Jackie on Roseanne or something. You're getting left of center.
Who played Velma in the Scooby-Doo movie? Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No, she's mainstream. I think Linda Cardellini?
Linda Cardellini, yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good pick.
That is cult.
That's a cult pick.
See, you got to go more obscure. Yeah. Even she was Freaks and Geeks.
That's the peak of cult picks, I think.
Lindsay
Weir.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that was a great show.
I watched Freaks and Geeks later on, though.
Right? Yeah. And if you go like Saved by the Bell, if you go mainstream, Kelly Kapowski, but I was more a Mr. Belding boy.
I was big on Screech.
Hell yeah, Dustin Diamond.
He pioneered for Timothée.
I remember when everyone bagged me out because what you had in Beverly Hills 90210, you had the hotties, and then you had the black haired one that was still hot.
That was like 40 when she was meant to be 16 in high school or something. I mean, they were all way too old.
But everyone loved the full-on hottie.
Andrea,
ones.
Maybe? I want to say Andrea. I can't remember.
Anyway, but I told everyone I liked the black-haired one.
Yeah.
And because none of the other boys liked the black-haired one, they're like, what the fuck? Just bagged out. Like, Kappa liked the black-haired one.
Wait, you're saying Shannon Doherty.
I think, not Shannon Doherty. Oh, fuck, I forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was one of the ones that weren't the anyway, I got fucking bagged out and I was like, oh, I wish I just chose a mainstream one.
I don't have to know what I'm really.
I should have just said what everyone, and that's the story of my life.
I feel like the weird choice with 90210 would have been Tori Spelling. Again, we're dating ourselves, but like she was just, Aaron, or her dad was like this mega Hollywood producer that just forced her into the show.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, blonde, but just like, you know, had a weird fish head and stuff. And like, you know, they were trying to make her a babe.
She got the husky voice.
I think that might be Shannon Doherty. Okay. Yeah.
I don't never watch 90210, but it is my phone passcode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There we go. Back on the phone.
There you go. Back on the phone.
Nice. If you leave that on record at the club, I am going in.
I'm going in.
Yeah.
So that was just a thought. I don't know how to turn it into a joke really yet, but I just think we're totally saturated with a hot.
I think you have to go, this is for the joke.
Yeah.
Are you for or against there being more hot people?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're against.
Yeah. Because then it's just, there used to be some neighborhood hots, you know? You're like, whatever, Kevin that works at Kohl's. And but now, it's just like there's too many.
Well, they're doing studies now because TikTok favors attractive people for the algorithm. So they get pushed more, they get more likes, they get more views.
Yeah.
And then that's like detrimentally affecting everyone's brains because they're seeing more and more hot people. So they think only hot people exist.
Yeah.
So even if they are in reality a seven, they're now walking around thinking I'm a four.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like lowering everyone's self-esteem.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because even in comedy, sometimes you'll have a reel that'll blow up.
Mm.
You know, you get heaps of views and you're like, fuck, I'm on top of the world. I'm going to next show I have,
it's
going to be like five more people there. This is going to be sick. And then you see everyone else just blowing up even harder, like 14-year-old kids wearing wigs like, oh, I'm an idiot.
It's a nightmare.
You know, you're just like, well, I'm in a seat, like I'm lost. Like who would come and see me?
Yeah.
And I thought a video was blowing up recently and then I looked at it, it was only like, you know, 1,500 likes. I'm like, that's actually pathetic. What was I even thinking? This is a flop.
If there's one more thing, right, otherwise we could just keep it moving because we still got two more phones.
Okay, this is your attempt at, I think, at a topical
humor. Oh,
and it says, a stranger's thing.
Right.
A strangest thing.
Yeah. Well, this is true. My mom and dad, like their one streaming thing is Netflix. Yeah. And my mom legit said, I tried to watch A Stranger's Thing. And I was like fucking losing it. And then I corrected. Funny. But it was like, she's so old that I corrected her, but she still like was confused. But the shelf life of that is, like, I don't know. And my mom said something stupid. Is that...
I think that's funny.
Yeah.
Then you do the little pullback and reveal. She took me to go watch it.
Yeah, it was a glory
webcam
hole.
Webcam porn or something.
Yeah. I went to glory hole in my head. It's the usual leap I make. But
at least watch a friend's thing.
Yeah.
Stranger.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family, man.
Yeah.
So she said, you know, I tried A Stranger's Thing. And then I'm like, oh, is this your way of telling me you're cheating on dad? Or, you know, there's something there. But... I don't know. It just seems a little cutesy.
It's cute.
I was thinking you were going the angle where you were like, scary.
Yeah.
Like these kids are scared of a big monster.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, what would be scarier if they saw A Stranger's Thing?
That's all right.
That's a, not a bad angle.
Yeah.
The true monster was in the van the whole time.
Just waiting. They're getting really creative with how they lure kids in now.
Yeah. It's a fucking Demogorgon in a trench coat.
Yeah. Just got his thing waving about. Just got one episode, one season.
Yeah. I can't really keep playing this.
All right. So some in there. I don't think A-OK is going to get another run. Maybe I'll try and work on the too many hot people now. But I'll try cutesy Stranger's Thing and I'll report back.
Too many hot people. I reckon it's a great observation.
Yeah.
I reckon it is a real good observation.
I got to find an angle.
Mm.
Yeah. I would love to see Mike G become a real like body positivity comic.
Yeah.
Self-love guy.
You don't know me at all.
Really? No, I think, something fresh.
It's a big pivot.
Big pivot.
Because, before TikTok or whatever, you're right, man. You would go to whatever, something, and everyone would be like, oh, the local hot person works there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you'd see
Can you even imagine picking up someone at a bar?
Yeah.
I'll get people in a general bar and I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd only be horny like a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
Now you've got the option to be horny any time, any day. You know, you can be horny whenever you like.
Oh, dude, that's why. Yeah, everyone's just walking around too horny.
Yeah,
you know, that's how they fully relaxed.
Us, you know.
True.
All right, spinning the wheel see what Capper is going through in Prue's phone. It is. Camera roll.
If you're cool with that.
Yeah, have a look.
What do you take photos of mostly?
I mostly screenshot things that people post online that I find annoying, but I do delete them pretty often.
All right.
So you're
in a few group chats with comedians?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The group chats.
Right up my alley.
Yeah. It's like a Indian or
that's a TikTok video I downloaded.
Oh, right. So how to make watermelon hot watermelon rinds?
It's a recipe.
Oh, it's a recipe.
But it was, it's actually, you know when you get too invested in an online couple and then they stop posting for a while and then they started posting again. And I was like, they didn't break up.
All right.
You know, like couples counseling has paid off. And then I had to download the TikTok video because my friend that is also invested in that couple wasn't on TikTok.
Ah.
So you got to rip it off the app.
So you're like, you're the middleman in this situation.
I was the middleman, yeah. Oh, I had to spread the good news.
Right. So this is a couple you respect?
This is a couple. They created a lot of drama. Sola from Bon Appetit, if anyone was really into the Bon Appetit
phase.
It was like a cooking YouTube that imploded for because Sola called them out for racism. They were only paying their white presenters.
I vaguely remember this. They were huge. Like, it was a huge thing. And then it just totally...
Like just went over like dominoes.
Because it was in... They found recordings or like they had written racism out? Like, how was it actually exposed?
I think it was just like a series. Once one domino fell, everything fell.
Right.
So I think it came out like the editor, there was a picture that came out of the editor in brown face.
Fuck.
And then he was telling...
Bon Appetit.
Bon Appetit. And then he was telling his assistant he wanted his coffee the color of her skin.
Oh.
And like really bad stuff.
Jesus.
And then that started calling into question the rest of their practices. And then Sola was like, actually, they only pay the white people to be in videos. Even though I'm in all these videos, I'm not getting paid.
What?
And all these other people are getting these really lucrative deals.
Oh. Shit.
This was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe like just in the middle of the pandemic when nobody had anything on. So it really blew up.
Oh,
too.
That's what like that thing where you go, oh, the pandemic will give people perspective and realizing, you know, but no, it went the other way.
Everyone's so petty.
Yeah.
And so bored. Yeah. Just, fucking cancel
less
everybody.
Less Bon Appetit, more Mamma Mia, in my opinion.
Yeah. Finally, they're cooking up something tasty with this drama.
Now this is spicy. Yeah. a lot of tour photos.
Oh yeah, did a lot of shows.
Been on tour heaps.
Yeah.
There's one here of you on tour. Looks like you just had a shower. You're lying on bed in a towel.
Oh yeah.
Was that to your partner? Did you say, "Hey, fuck you"?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cozy.
Cozy.
I think it was like the shittest motel we were in as well. And I think I wrote something like, I'm going to come home with bed bugs.
Oh. Like,
that's good.
Now that's funny.
Yeah. There you go. Bit of humor in the relationship. Yeah. Keeps the spice of life.
A couple of cockatoos on the railing.
Cockatoos
somewhere
on the railing.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah. It's the type of thing that, you know, you see and you're impressed in the moment. And you're like, I'm going to take a picture of this and people are going to love it.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is stupid.
Oh,
no
so
one
many
gives
of
a shit about these three birds.
No.
Yeah.
And you're my like, proximity to them.
But then occasionally you're like, oh, just put it up in stories. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Whatever. And then maybe someone will be like, nice.
I think it's the sort of thing that I would post on a story and then get embarrassed that I even bothered to post on a story
delete. Yeah.
Now, this one is hard to guess. I'll finish on this one.
Yeah.
It's just got you with an electric toothbrush going,
yeah.
Just thumb up. Just like, yeah, look at this electric toothbrush.
We got really drunk on tour and then Waka kept being like, make sure you brush your teeth to everyone. So I had to send a message to the group chat saying, I brush my teeth, Walker.
Why is he so concerned with the dental
with
hygiene?
My oral hygiene, I don't know.
But he was saying it just to you?
To everyone. To brush your teeth. But I actually think I'm going to start doing that more when I go out because it's a nice reminder that I did do it.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy, Walker. He's just really when I was meant to go for a run with him and then I got my partner got COVID so I couldn't go with him ages ago.
Mm.
And he dropped off these Japanese sweets. I told him I love the is it the sweet potato Kit Kat?
Oh.
They've got a sweet potato flavor and it's
like
actually
a taro,
nice.
The purple one?
I think
or
so.
Or like full sweet potato?
Like sweet potato.
Wow.
Yeah. They love sweet potato in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, he dropped off some other flavor Kit Kat, some what's like zucchini or some shit. And it is not good.
Yeah,
they're like, well, sweet potato works. Every vegetable's going to translate.
Yeah.
I thought, fucking get weird on me, Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, a little too weird.
They do go overboard with the flavors. They love all the weird shit, you know. Like Kit Kat, he's brought the green tea ones. Those are actually all right.
I like the green tea ones.
There's the schoolgirl underwear flavor. That's a bit much.
Yeah. Blood of your enemies flavor. Man, never like that. What do you got to go through in my phone, Mike?
All right, spinning the wheel to see what we're looking at in Capper's phone.
Oh, what do we got here? What do we got
It is... camera roll as well.
Camera roll. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Two camera rolls for this app. Yeah. And I know it's a lot of selfies. I know you're doing Dry July.
So
should we give it a plug? Because this will be
I've got a Dry July profile. I've set it up. The hospital that is looking after me at the moment, St. Vincent's.
Yeah.
They're really nice people. I've selected them. Well, they made me some kind of ambassador or some shit. I don't know what an ambassador does. I'm sure you're not meant to say ambassador or some shit.
I think you're just meant to spread the good word.
I've got a feeling I just got to walk around in a suit for a month with a little pin on it. You know, speak at dinners.
Yeah.
A jacket like those guide dog ambassadors. Put one of those on you. Don't touch him.
Ambassador seems a little regal.
It does. I feel like, I should be, walking around in chinos.
Oh, yeah, have like a little chest of like teas or something that you bring out.
Maybe have those, when people shave they don't shave their beard the whole way.
Yeah.
They shave just the neck.
Ooh.
And they've just kind of got that, that nice trim beard,
And you're thinking, you're not fooling anyone. You're all neck, all neck beard.
I love that it is a nice new phone, so I'm not dealing with the piece of shit Oppo anymore. Mm. There is a picture in here that's been floating around. I don't think we've ever used it as a hack, but it's Jar Jar Binks pulling his... you're saving it for? Okay.
Yeah, I'm saving that one.
All right. I think we know what Prince might be doing. There's a lot of the just screenshots of previous hacks. What's this one here? It looks like just a picture of a fancy cocktail.
We talked about this last week. That's
Did we?
I'm such an idiot.
You're getting photos all the time.
Yeah. I found a nice whiskey. My partner and I both like a nice scotch. And then I took a photo of it so I could remember it.
In the glass.
It's just in the glass.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of really jog the old memory.
Yeah. Oh, wow, it's brown.
I'm just showing it to someone like Liquorland. Do you recognize this whiskey?
It looks like this.
You screenshotted me and Andy Lee on the red carpet. Is that for?
I just thought maybe I could use this against you at some point. I don't know why. Sometimes there's a photo of Mike, on holiday or some shit, and I'm like, all right, I'll get that one. That one's going to come out soon.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that was in my story. So, yeah, it's never good if I come up in your camera roll at all. You wore a little burgundy suit somewhere.
Oh, I went to a wedding.
Oh. Yeah.
So you're going to be like outside the Logies waiting for Mike to bring you in?
Yeah. just waiting out there. Come on, big boy.
Mike. I thought I was your plus one.
Actually, speaking of Logies, we just recorded a really good Patreon episode. If you haven't listened to it yet, it's only $5. Mike gives us the dirt in the Logies.
Yeah.
He gives us the dirt.
$5. All the behind the scenes.
Is it just everyone that got COVID?
Well, a lot of people did.
A lot of people get COVID.
Yeah, the Logie Lurgy, they're calling it.
The Logie Lurgy.
You're jealous not to have it?
I somehow avoided it, so I've been fine, but a shit ton of people that were at the Logies. Because,
of course.
Yeah. Everyone's got to shake hands, kiss.
Every gathering. That wedding I went to.
Yeah.
It broke out there.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking... Every gathering.
It's almost like the pandemic isn't over at all.
Yeah, like doing nothing and pretending it's not happening. Yeah.
That's if it is ever existed.
There's just one picture here that's interesting. It's another screenshot of a Instagram post, and it looks like the ghost rider on the motorcycle. So he's the comic book guy with this flaming skull.
Yeah.
And it's a drawing and a hot chick exposing herself to Ghost Rider.
Yeah, it's the show proof. It's the funniest.
Oh, yeah.
It came up. It's just advertised came up advertised to me. So, yeah, it's got a skeleton riding a motorbike.
And you thought, that does hold a dear place in my heart.
A woman flashing the skeleton.
Yeah.
And Jack Drews and I laughed about this picture for like half an hour. I was like, it's so good.
Yeah.
Just like a guy, like an artist. And he's actually a really good artist, but he's like, I'm going to draw a skeleton riding a Harley. How could I make this more badass? You know?
And the way it brings together all of your interests. That's what you love about it.
And he comes back from the dead. He's like, I can't fuck anymore.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, good set of titties. Yeah, this is sick.
Still can appreciate a nice pair of titties.
Yeah.
Jump on the back, baby.
I'm not that dead.
Well, that's it, because she is looking for a ride.
Yeah.
And she's also got a knapsack, and she's got a beer sticking out of the knapsack.
Oh, so really?
That means she parties as well.
And the cheeks are out too. It's not just the titties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is great. It is... the best.
That's art. You should get it framed for the wall.
This is like something you and Brett would put on a t-shirt and say, like, fucking geeks suck.
Yeah. That is exactly that. Yeah, but I would love to this is why I don't have any money because I would – if I had money, I would just be buying stuff like this all the time for my friends, you know. Just like this – framed at A0 beautifully and just giving it to you and your partner, Mike, like, hey, guys, I got this frame for you.
I'd put it up.
You've got the wall space for it,
man. Yeah, yeah. Put it up anywhere.
Don't say it, brother.
Yeah. Over the bed.
Yeah.
Get rid of that TV. That's what you need to look at.
Get it that size. Get 80-inch TV size and then I'll just replace
it. Over the bed, you just say to your partner, I'm the skeleton. She's like, I know.
Tonight, I want to be the skeleton.
All right, the pointy end of the episode. I guess we should get into the hacks. Capra, you seem like you've come prepared this week.
Yeah.
So what? Do you want to float Prue's first and then see if she's into it? Obviously, shoot it down if you think it's fucked or, you know, don't want to do it. Or what do you want to do? Because I don't have anything for you.
Okay, that's all right. So basically, Mike, this is pretty involved, this one.
Okay.
So to promote Dry July, right, I thought maybe you could give $10 to Dry July and you can leave a little message.
Yeah.
Right? Just go – and you could just write something serious like, here you go, mate.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's got it on the post.
Yeah.
Here you go, mate. And then take a screenshot of that.
Uh-huh.
And then put it in your stories and go, felt good to do this.
Now I've got that TV money.
And the fact that it's like $10.
Even if you could do $5, really cheap out on it.
$5. Yeah. Felt good to do this.
And I did not round up to help them cover the cost of the transaction.
$4.99 is funnier.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we'll do this after the app. So $4.99 to your Dry July.
To my Dry July profile.
Okay, and then screenshot, comment. Here you go, mate.
Really proud of you.
Here you go, mate.
Yeah.
And just felt good to do this.
Yeah, doing my part. And then that goes
in
the
link to it as well.
So link in the stories to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of good because this is all charitable in a good way.
Yeah.
But I'll do $4.99 because that's a funnier amount. And then, okay. Well, yeah. It's a lot of moving parts. So we'll do it straight after the app.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to send me the thing tonight because sometimes we don't do them. So now we've got to – you got to send me the –
yeah.
You got to do it tonight. Prue.
Yep.
Now, look.
Hit me up.
Did you tell your partner you were doing this? You didn't.
And he doesn't know what it is.
Right.
Okay, great.
He doesn't follow any comedy.
He's not connected to comedy.
I keep him very separate.
Nice.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Mike and I, our partners, both followed comedy and loved it until we started
it
doing
it.
Now they keep themselves separate.
Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. Totally.
I used to feel sorry for you because I'd be talking to your partner and she'd be like, no, I'm not going to go see Mike. I'm going to see someone else. Yeah. It's like, what show are you coming to see? She's like, no, no way. Like it was,
yeah.
And I'd feel sorry for her. I'd be like, fuck, if I had a partner like that, you know, I want someone supportive.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But now my partner's exactly the same. Yeah. She's exactly.
You can't make them do it.
Yeah, yeah. She's like.
Well, but I prefer that. I don't want to look out and see, you know, my fiance is sitting in the middle of the crowd, like stone faced, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like. Yeah, and she's heard all my jokes and like, yeah, she's, you know, seen the worst of me. And I, yeah, I'm just not a fan of having anyone I know at a show. So.
I remember doing these really bad sketch shows, one comedy festival.
Yeah.
And it was like just this guy, one of the guys I was doing with, his partner came maybe like 8 of the 12 nights.
Yeah.
And you're just always looking at her being like, I know you've seen this before.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is killing me to have to do it to you again.
Oh, God. That's too much. I mean, again, nice that they're being supportive.
Yeah,
but like,
lovely.
Get a life.
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember.
It must be torture at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
My partner Kat used to come and see me a lot. And yeah. Then there was one show where she was just on her phone all the whole time. Oof. And I was like, dude, don't come ever again.
Yeah. Bro, you want full engagement or nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah. You could just see she's on Tinder. Or
yeah. Yeah, she's looking for options already. So look, Prue, this is you could we'll have to blur this out for the
it's graphic, thing,
but. I thought you could send this to your partner and go, what do you think of this, baby?
So describe, get Prue now that she's seeing it. Prue, you describe the photo.
So it's, I don't really know Star Wars, but it's someone from Star Wars.
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks, an animal, kind of like spreading their ass and pussy. It's like really focused on the ass and also getting penetrated by a hairless cock at the same time.
I think it's his.
No, it's his cock.
Oh, and it's going backwards in.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's double-ended.
Is it? Yeah. I think he's just got a giant.
Oh, that's the balls as well. Oh, it's a foot. It's got to be.
There's a lot going on.
The greatest piece of art ever made.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. That should be in the loop.
And my partner is absolutely on the couch at home right now, stoned, playing Mario Kart.
Right. Is he a Star Wars guy?
Don't know.
Okay. You're about to find
out. He's like, finally, baby.
Capper, you know Jar Jar Binks. What would he be saying in that photo exposing his asshole? Do an impression of him.
No.
Yeah, he's... come on. Misa pulled butt cheeks apart.
I thought he got done for... I thought Jar Jar Binks got done for racism, didn't he?
Well, it was just there's all these Star Wars characters that could be construed as racial stereotypes. Oh. Like there's a miserly Jew character that like works like bargains with everyone, and then
that
there's,
one I would do,
yeah, yeah, and then that he was Jamaican or something. Yeah. So all right. So yeah. Text that all to the boy.
I sent it to you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll send it right now
and say, what do you think of this?
What do you, I mean, is it too bad if you go?
It does say.
Because you did.
Image set in message requests are covered. Tap to see blurred image. It's too racy for Messenger.
Is it too bad if you, because you described him as a skinny little fuckboy before. What do you think of this, my skinny little fuckboy? Or is that too brutal? Is that too bad? Feel pressure.
I mean, knowing that, I don't know what your relationship is like, but knowing that eventually we would like a screenshot that we could post on social. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so this is what my relationship is like. It's all love hearts. Enjoy your little walk, cutie.
Oh, that is beautiful. If I got an enjoy your little walk, cutie, I would feel on top of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think of this, my skinny little fuck boy?
So it is going to be a pretty hard deviation, yeah.
And he's not going to care. Like, he'll be like,
you
oh,
won't care,
weird.
Will he? Yeah. Okay. Fuck, that's great, mate. You are a chimp.
Yeah, true chimp.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
I'll put some red hearts in.
Soften it.
Yeah. Feels like still within the tone.
Yeah. Oh, this is so good. Fuck.
Jar Jar stink eye.
And who does? Because someone, we did send one of Thanos. with his ass.
Well, this is the thing now. Like, we're coming full circle where people are suggesting shit we've used as hacks in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of, like, Thanos, like, bent over wearing a G-string.
Yeah.
And someone was like, oh, this is prime hack material. And it's like, well, if you go back far enough on our Instagram, we've sent that to someone.
We used that immediately. Yeah. What are you thinking?
We're well actually.
You're going to have to get something commissioned at this point.
we're hacksplaining to people now. Yeah. Capra, you promoted the Dry July, which I will put a link up when I do my hack with the $4.99.
Yes.
And the Logie episode is up now. We'll have a bunch of more July bonus episodes coming up.
Yes.
Prue, anything to plug?
I have a newsletter. I shaved my legs for this on Substack. So
oh, great. Yeah.
You want to read that? Get amongst it.
Weekly, monthly?
Fortnightly. The most confusing one.
Thanks so much for being on, Capper. Any gigs or anything coming up?
No. Just got my special, Pork Palace. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out. And that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks so much for doing it. Nice. Killer app. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.